FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Brenda Talent is the CEO of the Show Me Institute, which, hey, by the way, I've got a day job, and I go there, like, during the week. Hey, Brenda. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Oh, well, now that I've got a few cups of coffee, I don't have to get up this early for the Show Me Institute. But
Gosh,
yeah.
I thought you worked 24/7 for us.
That's true. Well, I kind of do. You'd be surprised at how often my phone rings late at night and early morning.
Say, when you're working for Liberty, you're working all the time. So there you go.
I love that quote. And when you hear that, we're not talking about, expanding charter schools statewide in this particular proposal. We're not talking about, direct vouchers in this particular proposal. We're talking about people being able to donate money, take a tax credit for it, and allow families to have some kind of choice, and lawmakers filibuster this thing.
Yeah, it's very, very disappointing. You know, it's not as if we're leading the way in this area. There are 19 other states that have these types of programs. There are 43 states that have charter schools, which are more expansive than ours. So here's where I am, Mike. You know, we are unwilling to expand charter schools. We want to keep them in the two cities. We're always trying to avoid implementing programs that have been passed, such as course access. We're dragging our feet on implementing course access. And, you know, we won't even give special needs kids these education savings accounts when we acknowledge the fact that they need different educational choices. So here's where I'm at. I want us to put that cliche that we hear from every policymaker about, well, it's for the kids. No, it's not. What it is it's for the status quo. When we heard it on the floor of our Missouri Senate on Friday, when people would talk about, well, this is going to hurt the public schools. Well, let's see. Last time I looked, these buildings are pretty difficult to hurt. It is all about keeping the status quo. It's not about giving opportunity to kids. And that's what I want to hear from people who care about this state and about the citizens of the state. I want to hear about what they're going to do to help the children and the parents so that these kids have a real opportunity in life. And by the way, we have a governor who keeps talking about, well, it's workforce development. I don't know. I'll say it till I'm blue in my face. You know, workforce development begins at K-12. And when we can't even give this type of option to parents, we are definitely going to be heading backwards as a state, not forwards.
Now, you're absolutely right about the argument against it, saying, well, this would take funding away from the traditional public school system. And there's also, and a lot of people may not know this about Brenda, but her specialty is tax law. And then one of the arguments, Brenda, and I want to tap into your expertise on this, saying, well, but, you know, these tax deductions you can take for something like this, that's going to hurt our state's general revenue, and we're just so tight as it is. That's another argument being made to justify blocking more opportunities for our kids.
Well, first, we actually have a study out on this by James Scholes that shows that to the extent that you're moving children, and by the way, children move all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they move out of state, they go to a different school district. But so school districts are constantly adjusting the monies that they're giving based upon the students in their building. But we actually showed that it ends up giving money to the schools because there's a state component and a local component. This would only be affecting the state component of it. So you as a locality will still end up being ahead of the game. So you can take a look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. But the other thing that I find really incredible here is, again, I mentioned all the states that have these other choice options available. Have you heard about any of them having public schools that just shut down?
Not that I've heard of.
I haven't heard about that. No. In fact, choice brings competition. It really makes the public schools stronger. And in the end, if, again, I go back to the basics, first of all, the statement that it's going to hurt our public schools is wrong. But even if there were an element of that is true, if it would help the children have opportunities to be better educated, why aren't we willing to explore these options? And that's what really gets me. And bottom line is, you talked about the money. I say, yeah, follow the money. But But don't think of it as following the money to benefit the kids. It's following the money to keep the status quo in place. It's meant to fund these buildings, fund whoever is within their district, because I can guarantee you that the public school apparatus is saying you cannot let any money leave our pockets.
Yeah, that's pretty much. My wife and I were talking about this last night, Brenda, and she was looking at a Twitter debate as to whether or not charter schools or ESAs were the best route for improving education. And the argument was, no, we should do this and not that. My position is, why aren't we doing both or all? Why are we limiting the creativity and the options that we can do for school choice?
I'm absolutely with you on that. You know, we've got school systems that right now in the state of Missouri are saying that they're graduating, it's like 90% of the kids or something. I mean, it's a huge number. We have more than 98, 99% of the school districts that are accredited. And yet, at the same time, we see test scores that show that these students are not college ready. And we know, because we see it happening in our colleges, that they're not, that they're dropping out. And they're dropping out with huge debt and the inability to really have gainful employment, which will help them take care of that debt. So it's sort of like when you've got a situation like that, isn't it all hands on deck, all options on the table? And of course, one of the things we don't talk about enough is the importance of having the choice to determine your child's education. People who can move do that all the time. A lot of parents don't have that ability. And so when you as a parent are getting engaged in making those choices, it's going to make a world of difference just in your quality of life and what's happening in that child's life. I mean, again, the information, the studies out there are pretty uniform. We see in Indianapolis, children who are going to the charter schools are getting advances in their education ahead of those in the public schools. And again, I would say, doesn't mean that all of these things are going to work. It doesn't guarantee that every child is going to end up being able to go to college and graduate in 4 years. But the other side of this is that when you give parents the options, they can choose to move their child also. And charter schools do close. I mean, it's sort of like when you go through the whole litany of what choice is about. It is about having competition and about giving people options so that they can figure out what works best for them.
Yeah, we're talking with Brenda Talent from the Show Me Institute. And Brenda, this is the one area we should be able to remove politics entirely from the equation. And politics is what's holding back any kind of progress. In Indianapolis, you just mentioned, the local public school district embraced the charter school as part of the offerings of the kids. And that's one of the reasons they're having such good responses out there. All right, Brenda Talent, people want to be in touch. You mentioned James' article, James Scholl's article, showmeinstitute.org, and of course at Twitter, at Show Me.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Brenda Talent from the Show Me Institute.